You see, if he was well built and strong, you said he's got a broad what?
Broad chest.
How do they measure the height of horses?
By hands.
And you have a left and a right what?
Hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way to
his head.
At the end of your leg is your what?
Feet. At the end of your leg would be your feet.
Okay. At the end of one leg, you got a what?
Foot.
And you got two?
Hands.
If you stumbled along in the dark and stumbled into something about right here and hit yourself, what would you say you've done? Yeah.
Well, it hurts too.
How do you call running into something with your shin? You say you did what in your shin?
Bumped my shin. Boy, it hurts too.
Oh, it does. What do you call the back part of your thighs right here?
The muscle?
Yeah, if you were sitting down like this, you'd say you were sitting on your what?
Haunches.
Okay.
Like to catch it. Baseball.
Yeah.
Don't see how they sit down like
that. That hurts after a while, doesn't it?
Ooh. No wonder they don't last long.
No. I guess they do give out.
That's the reason why they make outfield and first base better.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Think of the ball players that went from catching.
You know, I saw a game the other night. Did you see that game two Monday nights ago between the Cardinals and the Pirates?
Yeah.
We sure could have used that dick out.
He can hit that one.
He's good.
Yeah.
I don't care how bad he is. He's a good ball player. Someone's been sick a while, and he's up and about now. He's up and about. But you might say he still looks a bit what?
Weak.
Okay.
Or peaked. I've heard the word puny.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that too. How would you define a person who could lift heavy weights?
Strong.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you define a man who was big, muscular, and athletic? You'd say he was very what?
Well built.
Okay. How would you define a sort of a big man? You'd say he's big and what?
Muscular.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to you a minute ago about butter, and you said when it gets old, it's rancid.
Rancid.
Have you ever used the term strong?
Strong, yeah.
Something gets old like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever heard the term stout used?
Stout.
Not for something like that.
Not for butter.
Are there any other synonyms for strong that you'd use just to describe big, healthy-looking boys?
Muscular. Strong.
Okay.
Powerful build.
Mm-hmm. One who's easy to get along with, is how would you describe him?
He's easy going.
If someone's got a very good disposition and everyone likes him, you'd say he's very what?
Likeable.
Okay. If a boy was growing and his arms and legs were too long for him,
Get
that way. You might say, I don't know what to do with him. He's so
gawky.
Yeah, how would you describe a calf that was sort of the same way?
I don't know. I'd say he's just limber-legged. I've seen him so limber-legged, good stand up to nerves.
Yeah, I have too. A person, and you may not use this because of the church and stuff, but a person who keeps on doing things that doesn't make any sense, say a person does, you say about him, he's just a plain
nut.